When talking about you would do if you were president or in power, you'd see that there'd be less of the missiles and the kill housing. And of course, there's enough in the world, you say.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I suppose that would, in a way, we hear a lot about crime on the streets. And we know that's a code word for young black male teenagers. You're saying if there was enough jobs and everything else, that would diminish that incredibly.
You know what? Let me ask you something.
Sure.
If everybody had a bona fide, enough of what they needed, what could they steal? They wouldn't want it. You always want what you don't have and can't get, or when it's made valuable.
Yeah.
I tell you, if everybody had diamonds today, an equal amount of diamonds, they wouldn't be valuable anymore. They wouldn't be worth nothing. If everybody, I'm just using this as an example. Society makes us struggle and try to reach goals that we never meant to be there for. That's not life. Society makes us look at life as being having a material thing, and that's not life. You can't live. Material things won't save you when you can't breathe. You can't get. You can't take a diamond and get your breath back. Material things won't wipe away age. You see, we got a bigger thing to look at here. And money. Money is can be used, as the Bible says, the root of all evil, if you apply it that way. But the love of money. Now, if you love it, then you'll take it and use it the wrong way, and you'll fight to get it, and you'll even kill for it. But if you don't let that be your God and love that, and instead you must love your neighbor and think about what they need. I always say one man's problem is another man's pain.
So in a way, what you're saying, this transcends. This book is about race. This thing transcends race.
Right.
That's what you're
saying.
It
goes beyond.
If there were enough to go around.
You know what?
There was, yes.
The race is inside the heart. You either got a black heart or a white heart. And that's as far as race go. You either clean inside and love and care and have caring for people, or you either hatred and sneak and conniving.
So you come back to that friend of yours who called you on that phone that time.
That's right. And but the color of the skin doesn't make a man.
So
I mean, Dr. King saw that.
Yeah. So how do you look? This is the end. There's a lot more. You got a lot more.
Oh.
So how do you look? Are you optimistic when it comes to the matter of, We hear the media black, very often someone kills someone, it's black or black on black or black on and the subject of race comes up, and there's Louis, and there's a white power, and there's a Aryan nation, there's everything. Does it look optimistic to you?
I think people need reprogramming.
Reprogramming.
Their minds need to be reprogrammed. We have been programmed to think so little and to look so narrowly at situations that we need reprogramming.
How can that happen? How can that take place?
That takes place because, how could it take place to be reprogrammed?
Yeah.
People need to start talking, people like me, who have a whole different view and outlook on life, and who see things for what they really are, and not an issue of race or nationality, or who's got. You should look at who's got the money, but it doesn't. You can be black and have money, and you're not going to make it. There's a certain group that's not going to let anybody else in. It's an elite group, and they better start looking at who's in control and what monsters that they are, and start looking out for each other. You see, the dope and the prostitution and all that is controlled by a bigger force. If it wasn't going on, they wouldn't make money. They wouldn't have power. We give them power over us by submitting to their wants.
So it's giving them power by submitting and by accepting myths.
Right, and we give them power. You see, if we went on strike from crime, if poor people actually went on strike and wouldn't do no crime, what would happen to the police and the jails and the judges and the lawyers and all that? It would be broke. There wouldn't be nobody to defend, to lock up, or nothing. Just think about it. If we went on strike.
You know, this reminds me of something. I connect this with, I use it on a foreign policy scale. If there were no hardliners, tough guys to get those damn Russians, there wouldn't be any hardliners there.
Right.
If there were no that's where they're a little worried about this guy Gorbachev, you see.
Right.
If there were no hardliners there, there'd be no hardliners. They need each other.
Right.
In other words, the CIA needs the KGB,
which
is the Russian one.
Right.
The KGB needs the CIA.
Right.
You're saying these guys, these law enforcement guys, all cops be, it could be good to all do is direct traffic and help people across.
Right. You see, if we would just go on, it would stop being used. The dope pushers couldn't push dope and we wouldn't take it.
So if you took the profit out of it.
If you took the profit out, I tell you, if that stuff was free for everybody, they wouldn't even want it.
So that.
They got to make
money. Legalized.
If it was legalized, there wouldn't be no profit in it.
That's interesting.
And you know what?
My wife believes in
the people who are living up in the, who are really under control of this stuff, are people who you cannot even imagine to see. But yet, the ones who are used are the little men who push it, and because they are used as a pawn.
So do you still have white colleagues and friends?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I just have friends.
Friends.
I don't even look at a race anymore. I look at people. You're either good or bad.
And so that's it. So that's the way it
is. It's the inside that I look for.
I think we got it. This is beautiful. Any other thing? So many thoughts.
I just like to say, you know, if people would go back and remember what Dr. King was doing, he was using prayer power.
Mm-hmm.
He was using love power. And look what it took him to. I mean, a lot of people mobilized around it. That was the danger. Firepower, it only makes you show up as you just want to kill. You just want to destroy. But when you start using something that they can't even see, they don't understand it, then you become a threat. They couldn't see and understand.
So it's that thing they can't see.
That's frightening.
Understanding.
That's it.
And getting together. Firepower, they know because they got more firepower.
Thank
than you.
Got. You. But they ain't got no guys.
No.
Because if they did, they wouldn't act like they do.
All right. Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
You're terrific. Now.